Chapter 13, Section 2. Feudalism in Europe. Before you read. In the last section, you read about Charlemagne and his empire. In this section, you will read about feudalism. Invaders attack Western Europe. Who invaded Western Europe? Between 800 and 1000, new invasions threatened Europe. From the north came the most feared fighters of all. They were the Vikings, or Norsemen. The Vikings raided villages and monasteries. By around the year 1000, though, the Vikings had settled down in many parts of Europe. They adopted Christianity and stopped raiding to become traders and farmers. The Magyars were Turkish nomads. They attacked from the east and reached as far as Italy and western France. They sold local people as slaves. The Muslims struck from the south. They attacked areas along the Atlantic and Mediterranean coast. The attacks by Vikings, Muslims, and Magyars made life in Western Europe difficult. People suffered and feared for their futures. With no strong central government, they went to local leaders for protection. Question 1. Why did the people need to turn to local leaders for help? A new social order, feudalism. How did feudalism affect society? Europe's feudal system arose around the 9th and 10th centuries. Feudalism was based on an agreement between a lord, or landowner, and a vassal, a person who received land from a lord. In exchange for land, or a fief, a vassal promised to help his lord in battle. Under feudalism, society in Western Europe was divided into three groups. Those who fought were the nobles and knights. Those who prayed were the officials of the church. Those who worked were the peasants. Peasants were by far the largest group. Most peasants were serfs who were not free to move about as they wished. They were tied to the land of their lord. Question 2. What were the three main groups of feudal society? Manners. The economic side of feudalism. What was life like on a manor? The lord's land was called the manor. Manors became the centers of economic life. The lord gave peasants some land, a home, and protection from raiders. The lord controlled much of their lives. The peasants worked the land to grow food, giving part of each year's crop to the lord. They paid taxes on their grain. Peasants also paid a tax called a tithe to the church. Peasants lived in small villages of 15 to 30 families. They produced almost everything they needed. Peasants rarely traveled far from their homes. Life on the manor was often harsh. Peasants' cottages had just one or two rooms, with only straw mats for sleeping. They had poor diets. Peasants endured these conditions. They believed that God had set their place in society. Question 3. What was the job of peasants on the manor?